Parshas Kisavai. The parsha starts with the mitzvah of Bikurim, which was already mentioned briefly in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yotes, where it says, Reishis Bikurei Ad Masecha Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, the first of the Bikurim of your land, you shall bring to the house of Hashem your God. Over here, the parsha tells us more details about this mitzvah. After Eretz Yisrael was conquered and divided, farmers were to take their first ripened fruits from the Shivas Haminim, from wheat, barley, figs, grapes, pomegranates, olives, and dates, and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and present them to the Kohen. In a ritual that included a declaration of gratitude to Hashem for his role in Jewish history. And the Pasuk says, V'hoya ki savay el ha'oretz, and it will be when you enter the land, Asher Hashem Elokecha noitzin lecho nachalo, that Hashem your God is giving you as an inheritance, V'rishta, and you will take possession of it, meaning you will conquer the land, V'yoshavtavo, and you will live in it, meaning that the land will be divided among the Shvatim. The Chiyuv of Bikurim only starts after the land was conquered and divided. V'lokachto me'reishis kol periho adomo, and you shall take from the first of all the fruit of the land, Asher tovi me'artzecha, that you will bring in from your land, Asher Hashem Elokecha noitzin loch, that Hashem your God is giving you, v'samto v'atene, and you shall place these fruit in a basket, v'holachto el hamokom, and you shall go to the place, Asher yivcha Hashem Elokecha l'shaken shemayshom, that Hashem will choose to rest his name over there. You shall take these fruit, place it in a basket, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Pasuk says, Mei Reishis Kol Priho Adomo, from the first of the fruit, we darshin Mei Reishis V'loi Kol Reishis, from the first, but not all the first fruit, which Chazal tell us that only that which comes from the Zion Minim, from the seven Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, is Chayiv in Bikurim. Uvosa el HaKoyen, and you shall come to the Koyen, Asher Yihyeh Bayomim Mohem, the Koyen that will be in those days. Even though the Koyen in your days is not as great as the Koyen in the previous generations, Ein Lecho El HaKoyen Shebiyomecho, you can only work with the Koyen that you have in your days, and you must bring Bikurim to him, even though he is not as great as the Koyhanim in previous generations. The Omarto Elov, and you shall say to him, to the Koyen, that you are not unappreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that he did to you. You are not unappreciative that Hashem kept his promise to the Avos and brought you to Eretz Yisrael. Higadeti Hayoim, I declare today, Lashem Elokecha, to Hashem your God, Kivosi El Oret, that I have come to the land, Asher Nishba Hashem La'avoseinu Loses Lanu, that Hashem swore to our fathers to give to us. I appreciate that Hashem kept his Shvuah and brought us to the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'lokach HaKoyen HaTenem Yodecho, and the Koyen will take the basket from your hand, V'hinichoi Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecho, and he will place this basket of Bikurim before the Mizbeach of Hashem your God. And really the Pasuk could have said, V'lokach HaKoyen HaTene, and the Koyen shall take the basket. Why does it have to say, V'lokach HaKoyen HaTene Miyodecho, that the Koyen will take the basket from your hand? It must be that the Pasuk is teaching us that something must be done with your hand and the hands of the Koyen. And that is that the Koyen will place his hands under your hands, and together you and the Koyen will wave the Bikurim before Hashem, and then, V'hinichoi lefnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha, the Koyen will place the Bikurim before the Mizbeach. And after that, you will pick up the Bikurim, V'onisa, and you will call out, which means you will raise your voice, V'omarta, and you shall say, lefnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God, and you will say the chesed that Hashem has done for us by saving us from Lavan and the Mitzrayim. Arami Oivid Avi, Lavan from Aram, wanted to destroy my father Yaakov. And it was only because of Hashem's intervention that he did not, like the Pasuk says in Parashas Vayetze. And even though Lavan didn't actually destroy Yaakov, so why does the Pasuk say, Oivid Avi, he destroyed my father? Rashi tells us, because by Goyim, Hashem considers a wicked thought as if it was done. Therefore, Lavan's intent to destroy Yaakov was as if he actually did destroy Yaakov. And the second chesed that he mentions is Vayered Mitzrayimo, and Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Vayogosh Shom, and he lived there, Bimsei Ma'ot, with very few men, with only 70 people. Vayishom, and he became over there, Ligoy Godol, to a great nation, Otzum, strong, Varov, and numerous. Vayoreu Oisonu HaMitzrim, and the Mitzrayim mistreated us, Vayanunu, and they afflicted us, Vayitinu Olenu Avoida Kosho, and they placed upon us hard work. Vanitzak, and we davened El Hashem Elokei Aviseinu, to Hashem, the God of our fathers, Vayishma Hashem es koleinu, and Hashem listened to our voices. Vayar es onyenu, and He saw our pain. Vesamoleinu, and our toil. Veslachatenu, and our oppression. Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, and then Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Biyod chazoko, with a strong hand. Ubizroi netuya, and with an outstretched arm. Uve Meira Gadol, and with great awesomeness. Uve Oisos, and with signs. Uve Moifisim, and with wonders. And in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, this pasuk is explained as follows. Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Biyod chazoko, with a strong hand, referring to Makas Dever. Ubizroi netuya, and with an outstretched arm, referring to the cherev, the sword of Makas Bechoros. Uvemaira Gadol, and with great awesomeness, referring to the Gilui Hashchina, the revelation of the Shechina that Klal Yisrael saw. Uva Oisos, and with signs, referring to the Mate, the stick of Moshe that did the Oisos. Uva Moisim, and with wonders, referring to the wonder how Moshe changed the water into blood to prove to Klal Yisrael that he was the Shliach of Hashem. Vayivienu el amokem azeh, and he brought us to this place, the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Vayiten lanu es ha'oretz hazois, and he gave to us this land of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz, a land, zavas cholav udvash, that flows with milk and honey. V'yato, and now, hine hevesi es reishis priya adoma, I have brought the first of the fruit of the land, asher nosati li Hashem, that you Hashem have given to me. V'hinachtoi, and you shall place it down, lefnei Hashem alikecho, before Hashem your God. And Rashi is bothered that earlier in Pasuk Dalet it says already that the Bikurim was placed before the Mizbeach, as it says, V'hinichoi lefnei Mizbach Hashem Alekecho. So why does the Pasuk say again, V'hinachtoi lefnei Hashem Alekecho? Rashi explains that in Pasuk Dalet we learned that after the Kohen and the Bailim waved the Bikurim, the Kohen places it before the Mizbeach. The Pasuk over here is telling us that while the owner recites the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, which is from Pasuk Hei through Pasuk Yud, he holds the Bikurim in his hands and recites it. He then waves the Bikurim again and places it before the Mizbeach. So it comes out that the Bikurim were waved twice and placed before the Mizbeach twice. Before he says Arami Oved Avi, he waves the Bikurim and places it before the Mizbeach. And again after the recital of Arami Oved Avi, he waves it again and places it before the Mizbeach. And then the Pasuk says, V'hishtach avisa, and you shall bow down lefnei Hashem alikecho, before Hashem your God. Like the halacha is that anybody who leaves the Beis HaMikdash must bow down first. And you shall rejoice with all the good that Hashem your God has given to you and your household. And Rashi tells us that the Pasuk is teaching us that the recital of Arami Oved Avi is only said at a time when you and your household are happy, which is from Shavuos until Sukkot, which is the time of year that the produce and fruits are brought in from the fields. However, after Sukkot, Mevi ve'enoi korei, Bikurim is brought, but the parsha of Arami Oved Avi is not said. And who brings the Bikurim? Ato you, ve'halevi, and also the Levi. If a Levi plants in one of the 48 cities that were given to them, they too must bring Bikurim. And the Rambam also says, in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Bikurim, that even a Kohen brings Bikurim. The Hager Asher Bikirbecho, and also a Ger among you, will also bring Bikurim. However, the Ger will not be Korei, he will not say the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, because in the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, in Pasuk Zayin, it says, Hashem Elokei Aviseinu, Hashem is the God of our fathers. And since Gerim cannot say that Hashem is the God of our fathers, since their fathers were Goyim, therefore, Mevi Ve'enei Korei, they bring Bikurim, however, they do not read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi. Zokt Rashi, V'hoya Kisavoy, and it will be when you will come into the land, V'rishta, and take possession of it, V'yoshafta bo, and settle in it. And Rashi is bothered once it says Kisavoy, when you will enter the land, why is it necessary to say that you will take possession of it and settle in the land? Magid, this comes to teach us, Shele Nischayevu B'Bikurim, that one is not obligated in the mitzvah of Bikurim, at Shekovshu Es Ha'oretz, until they conquer the land, V'chukua, and divide it. When the Pasuk says V'rishta, and you will take possession of it, it is telling us, when you conquer the land, V'yoshafta bo, and you will settle in it, that means you will divide the land among the Shvatim. And it is not until the time that you take possession and conquer the land, and divide the land, that one is chayev in the mitzvah of Bikurim. Zok Rashi, may reishis from the first, v'loi kol reishis, but not the entire first fruit. She'en kol ha'peretz chayovim b'bikurim, because not all fruit are chayev in Bikurim. Elo shivas ha'minim bilvad, only the seven minim. Why? Nemra kan eretz, because over here it says eretz, as the Pasuk says, asher tavi me'artzecho. V'nemra lahalon, And it says earlier in Parshas Ekev, Eretz Chita Usara. Mala Halon, just like earlier where it says Eretz Mishivas Haminim, Shinishtab Chabohem Eretz Yisrael, it is referring to the seven Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. Afkan, so too over here where it says Eretz, Shevach Eretz Yisrael, it is referring to the praise of Eretz Yisrael, Shehem Shiva Minim, which are the seven Minim. And the Gur Aryeh explains that this Gzeresh Shava is not a Gzeresh Shava Gemura, a complete Gzeresh Shava, because if it was a Gzeresh Shava Gemura, we would not need the drasha of Meireshis Veloy Kol Reishis. It would be sufficient just to learn the Gzeresh Shava Eretz Eretz to teach us that Bikurim are only from the Zion Minim. However, since this is not a Gzeresh Shava Gemura, therefore we need Meireshis to teach us Meireshis Veloy Kol Reishis. Not all fruit are chayev in Bikurim, and once we know that, we can use this Gzeresh Shava of Eretz Eretz as a Gilu Milsa just to teach us which fruit are chayev in Bikurim, and that is the Shivas Haminim. And one of the Zayin Minim is Zay Shemen, Zokrashi, Zayis Aguri, the Aguri olive, which is called Aguri, Sheshimnoi Ogur B'Seichoi, because its oil is Ogur, collected inside of it. The oil of the Aguri olive is collected inside of it, separate from its pulp, and is extracted easily, like the juice of a grape. It is not absorbed inside the pulp like the juice of an apple. Although Rashi in Parshas Ekev, Perik Ches Pasuk Ches, says on the words Zei Shemen, Zeisim She'oise Shemen, olives that produce oil, so why does Rashi over here say Zayis Aguri? The Mefarshim answer that over there Rashi wanted to explain that you should not think that Zei Shemen are two separate things, Zayis, olives, and Shemen, oil produced from other things. This cannot be, since there are Zayin Minim, seven species, and not eight. Therefore, Zei Shemen is one min, and it means Zeisim Ha'oisim Shemen, olives which produce oil. Rashi over here is being more specific by telling us that by Bikurim, one should bring the best of each min, and by olives, the best is Zayis Aguri, whose oil is extracted very easily. Nachlas Yaakov says that even in Parshas Ekev, this is included in the words of Rashi. When Rashi says Zeisim Ha'oisim Shemen, he is referring to the Zayis Aguri, whose oil is extracted very easily from the olives. Zok Rashi, one of the Zayin Minim is Udvash honey, Udvash Tamarim, this is referring to honey from dates and not honey from bees. Meireshis, how does somebody know which is the first of the fruit? Adam Yorid L'Techsadeu, a person goes down to his field, Veroya, and when he sees Te'ena Shebachra, a fig that is ripening, Kerech Oleho Gemi, he will tie to it a blade of grass, L'Simen, as a sign, Va'omer, and he will say, Hare zu bikurim, this is bikurim. And the Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi pick Te'ena, a fig, as his example more than the other Zayin Minim? Nachlas Yaakov answers, because by other Minim, typically they all ripen together, therefore it is not necessary to tie a gemi onto it to know which one was first. However, by figs, one ripens today, another ripens tomorrow, so therefore there is a fig that will be first, and that is why one must tie a gemi to the one that ripened first. And the Mefarshim ask, why specifically a gemi, a blade of grass, is tied to the te'ena? And Rav Moshe from Sasev answers that gemi is Rosh Yeteves G'doylim Ma'aseh Hashem. Great are the wonders of Hashem. When the farmer sees the toil of his hands reaching fruition and the fruit beginning to cover the ground, he should not say, Koichi va'oitzim yadi osali esachay lazeh. This is all the work of my hand, and without me this would never have happened. But rather he should know that this is all from Hashem, and that's why he ties a gemi, in order to remind himself, G'doylim ma'ase Hashem, great are the wonders of Hashem, everything really comes from Hashem. And Rashi continues that you will bring the Bikurim to the Kohen asher yihye bayom mohem, to the Kohen that will be in those days. Ein lecho el Kohen shebiyomecho, you only have the Kohen that is in your days, k'moy shehu, the way he is, even though he might not be as great as the Kohanim in the previous generations. And Rashi makes a similar point concerning a Shofet, a judge, in Parsha Shoftim, Perik Yudzayin, Pasuk Tes, and Perik Yutes, Pasuk Yudzayin. Over here, Rashi repeats this by the Kohen who receives the Bikurim. And Maskil David explains, since Bikurim is different than other Matnois Kohuna. By other Matnois Kohuna, the Kohen goes to get it from the Bailim. However, by Bikurim, the Bailim must bring it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you might have thought, only by a very Choshev Kohen do you bring it to him. However, by an ordinary Kohen, I might have thought he has to come to you. That is why Rashi repeats this over here, that Ein lecha ela koyin shebiyamecha, even by an ordinary koyin, you bring it to him. The Divrei David and the Be'er Mayim Chaim explain differently, and they say, since the owner must say, Higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha, I declare today to Hashem your God, associating the name of Hashem with this koyin, I might have thought that such a declaration can only be made to a koyin of a very high stature. Kamash malon ein lecha ela koyin shebiyamecha, it can be said to any ordinary koyin. And Rashi continues, Ve'omarta elov, and you shall say to the koyin she'encha kafu toivo, that you are not unappreciative, and you appreciate the fact that Hashem kept his word and brought you to Eretz Yisrael. Higadati hayoim, I declare today. Why does he say hayoim? Pam'achas bashono, this declaration is only made once a year, v'loy shtei pa'omim, and not twice a year. Even if somebody brings Bikurim twice in one year, because he brings it from two different minim, where one min ripened at one time and another at another time, he will only make this declaration once a year. Higadati hayoim, I declare this once a year today. V'lokach hakoyin hatenem yodecha, and the koyin will take the basket from your hand. And since it says miodecha, from your hand, we learn out lehanif oisai, that you must wave it. Koyin meniach yodei tachas yad habaylim umeinif. The koyin will place his hand underneath the hand of the owner, and together they will wave the bikurim. Zakt Rashi ve'onisa, and you shall call out. Loshen haromas koil. This means that he should raise his voice. And the mefarshim ask, why does the Torah require the farmer to make this statement in a loud voice? And the mefarshim explain. Just as the farmer screamed loudly with his entire heart in tefillah that he should have a good crop, so too must he express his thanks to Hashem with the identical raised voice. And this is a lesson for always. With the same intensity that you daven to Hashem to answer you, when you are helped, you should thank Hashem with that same intensity. And he says, Arami Oyved Avi, Mazkir Chaste Amokoim, he mentions the chesed of Hashem, Arami Oyved Avi, which means Lavan Bikesh Lakar Sakoil, Lavan wanted to destroy everything, Kishiradav Achar Yaakov, when he ran after Yaakov, Uvishvil Shechoshav Lasois, and since he had intentions to destroy Yaakov, Choshav Lehamokon Kilu Oso, Hashem considered it as if he actually did it. She'umois ha'oilam oivdei elilim, because by goyim, choshev lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ashava k'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers their evil thoughts as if it was done. That's why the Pasuk says, Arami oivid avi, Lovan ha'arami, destroyed my father, even though he only had intentions to destroy, and he did not actually destroy. Vayered Mitzrayim, and Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Zok Rashi, Va'oira Cherim Bo'u Aleinu, and there were others that came up against us, L'chaloisenu, to destroy us. She'achrei Zois, after Lavan, Yored Yaakov L'Mitzrayim, Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Bimsei Ma'ot, with very few people, V'shivim Nefesh, with only 70 people, and they became to a great nation over there. And over there the Mitzrayim worked us very hard and pained us, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the hands of the Mitzrayim and took us out of Mitzrayim. And we must understand, why do we mention specifically the chesed that Hashem saved us from Lavan and Mitzrayim, and not the chesed of Kriyas Yamsuf, saving us from Amalek, and giving us mon and water in the Midbar? I once heard a teretz that we mentioned earlier that the chiyuv of Bikurim only starts after Klal Yisrael conquers and divides Eretz Yisrael. This implies that the purpose of Bikurim is not just to express our gratitude for receiving Eretz Yisrael, but also for being able to live there with peace and tranquility. This is in contrast to earlier times when we settled in other places, when Yaakov was at Lavan's house for 20 years, and when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim for 210 years, not only didn't we enjoy peace and tranquility, rather the native population wanted to destroy us. To contrast the way we are living in tranquility now, and how we did not live in tranquility in the past, in Mitzrayim and by Lavan, that is why Mitzrayim and Lavan are mentioned. Zok Rashi, and Hashem brought us el ha'mokem hazeh, to this place, Zeh Beis HaMikdash, this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, Vayitin lanu es ha'oretz, and he gave us the land, kimashmoi, the way it sounds, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Since the Pasuk says two places, el ha'mokem hazeh, to this place, and es ha'oretz hazois, this land, obviously it is talking about two separate places. El ha'mokem hazeh is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and ha'oretz hazois is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi v'hinachtoi, and he shall place the Bikurim before Hashem your God. Magid, this comes to teach us, shenoitloi, that the Bailim, the owner, takes the Bikurim Achar Hanochas HaKoyin, after the Koyin placed it before the Mizbeach. As stated in Pasuk Dalin, the Bailim pick it up, Va'oichse B'yodoi, and they hold it in their hand, Kishu Kore, when they read the Parasha of Arami Ovidovi, V'choyze Umeinif, and they make Tnufa, they wave it again, and then, after they finish reading Arami Ovidovi, and after they made a second Tnufa, V'hinachde Lufnei Hashem Alikecho, then he places it again before the Mizbeach. Zakt Rashi, V'samachta V'chol HaToiv, and you shall be happy with all the good. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal learn, Ein Karin Mikra Bikurim, the declaration of Bikurim is not said, Ela Bizman Simcha, only at a time of happiness. Me'atzeres V'arachag, from Shvuos until Sukkos. She'odom Melake, Tvuase Uperoisa, V'yeno V'shimnoi, which is the time of year that a person brings in his Tvua, his fruits, his wine, and his oil. Avo Me'achag V'elech, however, from Sukkos and on, which is not the time anymore where people are bringing in their produce from the fields, Mevi ve'enei kore, he brings Bikurim, but he does not make the declaration of Arami Ovid Ovi. And the Rabbi Bar Tanura in Mesechta Bikurim, Perik Aleph Mishnevav, says that from Chanukah and on, he does not bring Bikurim at all. So between Shavuos and Sukkos, he's Mevi ve'kore. Between Sukkos and Chanukah, he is Mevi ve'enei kore. And from Chanukah and on, he does not bring it at all. Zok Rashi, Ato v'Halevi, you and the Levi shall bring Bikurim. Af HaLevi chayev b'Bikurim. Even a Levi is chayev to bring Bikurim. Im notu b'Seichareim, if they planted in one of their cities, in one of the 48 cities that was given to them. The Hager asher b'Kirbecha, and a ger that lives among you will also bring Bikurim. Mevi v'ein ekore, he brings Bikurim, but he does not recite the Parsha of Arami Ovidavi. She'enu yochel loymer l'aviseinu, because a ger cannot say what is stated in Pasuk Zayin, Vanitzak el Hashem elekei aviseinu, and we screamed to Hashem, the God of our fathers. Since a ger cannot say elekei aviseinu, because Hashem was not a God to their father who was a guy, therefore he is mevi ve'ine kore, he brings Bikurim, but does not say the parasha of Arami Ovid Ovi. We mentioned earlier that the Bikurim are placed batene in a basket. And Chazal tell us that the wealthy people would bring their Bikurim in golden baskets, which the Kohanim would return to them, as opposed to the poor, who would bring it in wicker baskets, which the Kohanim kept. Why did the Kohanim return the baskets to the wealthy who did not need their baskets, and keep the poor man's basket? The Mefarshim explained, this was in order not to shame the poor. The wealthy gave expensive, beautiful fruit. Even without the golden basket, it looked impressive. Therefore, the Kohanim returned the baskets to them. On the other hand, the poor gave low-quality fruit. If it would have been removed from the basket, the poor man would have been embarrassed. Therefore, the Kohanim kept their fruit and the baskets.